Hello and a warm welcome from Christchurch in Selly Park in Birmingham. I'm glad that you've chosen to join us today for our reflection, wherever you are and whenever you are. We're continuing to consider St. Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, or more likely, letter to several churches, including the one in Ephesus. Today's passage is the first half of chapter 5, and I'm looking forward to hearing Susan's thoughts in a few minutes. Paul is continuing to teach us and his readers the new way of living to which they have been called. Father God, thank you that you are a God who speaks to us, not usually in a human voice, but through our thoughts and reflections, prompted by the words of the Bible or through the words of other people. We pray that we will hear you today in this reflection. As we hear your word read to us, as we listen to Susan's reflections on those words, so may we hear you, that we might be warned, scolded, or admonished, that we might be challenged, that we might be encouraged and inspired, that we may be drawn closer into your enveloping arms. We ask this in the name of him who showed us a perfect way to live, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so may the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Our reading today is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 20. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Paul says that once we lived in darkness. Darkness without God. Some of us will know too well what this darkness feels like. Darkness with self-centeredness, sexual immorality, impurity, greed, serving false gods, separation from God, disobedience, fruitless deeds, shamefulness, evil, stumbling, fear. Then, into our darkness, a bright light shone. Some will shirk back from the light into the more familiar shadows to avoid the dazzling and the exposure of what can now be seen. Others will be drawn to the light, attracted like moths gathering around it. They choose the way of light and walk into it. In today's passage, Paul reminds the Ephesian church of a new way to live, that God has called them out from living in darkness to living and walking in the light. Switching the light on makes things so much clearer. I remember the days of putting reluctant babies and toddlers to bed, waiting for them in the dark for them to drift off to sleep. And then having to creep and tiptoe out of their bedrooms, avoiding squeaky floorboards or anything that we might bump into or stub our toes on, so as not to wake them again. How much easier that would have been in the light. It's not the stuff of perfect parenting in the books, but it was our reality for a while. What does Paul say living as children of light looks like for us? It's where we imitate God, reflecting his goodness, his kindness, his compassion. It's where we live a life of love, even sacrificial love, as Jesus has shown us. It's gratitude, goodness, and right living. It's about truth, living wisely, and holiness. It's making the most of every opportunity for doing good, learning what God wants us to do. And it's shining his light into dark places, lighting up the way for others. As we walk together in the light, there's no room for darkness amongst us. Not that we have to be perfect, as that would rule us all out. But it's about where we choose to stay. In darkness or in the light. We can't be in both. 1 John 1, verses 5 to 7 says, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. Paul quotes a saying in today's passage and tells the Ephesians to wake up. This isn't a scripture reference particularly, but might have been a song that the believers sang together. He's saying to stay alert and make a conscious choice to live in the light. Not just to be drifting along mindlessly and not slipping back into old ways or worldly ways, which is easy to do if we're not careful. Just as we heard last week about putting off our old self and putting on the new, there is a sense of being active in our stepping away from darkness and stepping into light. We do need to be in the world, yes, but not of it. Jesus didn't distance himself from people, even outcasts and those not living godly lives. He moved amongst them and brought his love and light to them, and he calls us to do the same. But this is about keeping the purity of the church, not allowing darkness to pervade it. I wonder, are we wholeheartedly, deliberately living in the light? Do we need to check if there's anything from the darkness creeping back into our lives? In Psalm 139, the psalmist writes, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Let's regularly ask God to examine us and bring to light anything that we need to address, not to condemn us and make us feel bad, but to convict us and for him to help us to put things right again. So, how does Paul encourage us to stand firm and keep living and walking in the light? It gives us a few pointers. In verse 18, he tells us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not just as a one-off, but continuously to be being filled by the Holy Spirit. Let's ask the Holy Spirit each day, throughout each day, to fill us to the brim. He's the one who empowers us and strengthens us to worship God, to serve God and to live for him. We can't do it in our own strength. Then, in verse 19, Paul tells us as church to encourage one another, to build each other up with psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. We're on this journey together, living in the light together. Let's continue to find ways of supporting each other, particularly in these tricky times. Let's keep reminding each other of the hope that we have in Jesus, his great love for us, and the many blessings that he has given to us, which we were remembering at the start of this letter to the Ephesians. Thirdly, in verse 20, Paul reminds us to be thankful, to be always giving thanks to God for everything in the name of Jesus. We had a great example of this when one of our church family was poorly in hospital and challenged herself and others in her ward to share things each day that they were thankful for, which really lifted their spirits. How amazing was that? Lifting our eyes and our hearts to God in thankfulness, regardless of our circumstances, helps us to keep him as our focus. And finally, what's the impact of our living in the light? When we're walking in the light, we become a light to the world. In Matthew 5:14-16, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Together, let's keep living in the light, and let's be light for others, to the glory of God. Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, help us to imitate you, to live in a way that reflects you, your character, and your love to those around us. Whether they are those we see regularly, those who pass in the street, or those we can only communicate with via the phone or Zoom at the minute. Thank you for the offering of Christ, who loved us so much he gave himself up for us. Lord, we pray that our love will be sacrificial, that we will seek to give to bless our neighbour and care for our community and our world. We pray for those in our community who are suffering at the minute, either physically, mentally, financially or spiritually. May they know your peace, and may we seek to serve them. Father, guide us to be thankful in how we live. Teach us to live pure and selfless lives. We pray for our leaders in this country and ask for this to be a character of their lives, selflessly serving, this country and this world. Lord, guide us to live as people of light. We thank you for those we know who live in this way and point people from darkness towards you. We thank you for our mission workers who are connected to our church. We thank you for their service and for the way they guide people to light. Lord, we pray this as a church we will endeavour to take the opportunities to be a light in our neighbourhood. We pray for the ongoing work and mission of the church in Selly Park, and we ask that you will equip this church for the long term with the provision of a vicar. Lord, we trust in you for your timing, and we trust in you to bring the right person. We give thanks for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now we will pray the Lent Collect. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may receive from you the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now let us say together the words of the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let's close this reflection with a final prayer. Thank you, Lord God, that you came in Jesus to give us life, that we might have it to the full. Give us the blessing of your Holy Spirit so that we can live that new life in a way that makes you proud, that when we see you face to face, you will be able to greet us with, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And as we end this reflection, I pray that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be with us all and those for whom we pray today, this week, and always. Amen.